Dunedin played such an important part of the film, the culture here in the city, and also the people and the restaurants and the entire vibe of the city. It's just so beautiful and calm and sweet. And that's what we wanted in the movie. And that was all captured because of Dunedin. So I'll forever be grateful to Dunedin. I love being here. I love making movies here. And this is probably one of the best film experiences I've ever had.
Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the Dunedin Film Festival podcast, the official podcast of the Dunedin International Film Festival. With each guest, we peel back the curtain to reveal the journey from script to screen. Whether you're a cinephile, an aspiring filmmaker, or just love a good behind-the-scenes story, you're in the right place. So grab your popcorn and settle in as we go behind the lens of filmmaking. Today on our podcast, we're diving into the world of cinema with a very special guest, Jesse Cove. You might recognize Jesse from his vibrant roles across both film and television, but what truly sets him apart is his deep-rooted connection to the industry. From a young age, Jesse was no stranger to the magic of movie sets, finding himself enchanted by the art of storytelling and filmmaking. His journey is not just about growing up in Hollywood's shadow, but stepping into the light with his own creative visions. Jesse's artistic legacy includes a collaborative spirit seen in his work alongside his father, Martin Cove, and in their passion for bringing compelling stories to life. Join us as we explore Jesse's journey from childhood adventures on set to his recent projects, including the heartwarming film, A Taste of Love, filmed right here in the beautiful city of Dunedin, Florida. It's a conversation about passion, creativity, and the power of storytelling that you won't want to miss. Jesse, thank you so much for being here on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's really an honor to be here and celebrate our film here at the Dunedin Film Festival and to be here with you.
Absolutely. Good. Well, I'm so glad to have you here. And Jesse, you, unlike some of the other people we've had on the podcast, you grew up in performing and in front of the cameras. Recently, you were sharing with me about what it was like to be 10 years old on the set in India with your dad, Marty Cove. Right. What was that like?
Well, it was always interesting growing up on movie sets because it was kind of like, you know, it was like this playland for me. You know, it was always creative and I was really fortunate enough to have that growing up. You know, my dad never pushed me to be in the industry. I always loved performing for my family. I was like doing magic tricks. And anytime I was on set, you know, my dad was like, you know, you want to come, you know, be with me when I do this movie somewhere in, you know, like India or whatever. I'm like, yes, I do not want to be in school. I want to go there. And so every time I would go with him, I would like watch how movies were being made from a very young age. So movie sets to me are always like a second home to me. It just always feels, you know, very natural and comfortable for me. And it's like it's a home away from home. And so I feel very fortunate, lucky to have grown up that way.
That is so great to have had that experience and that it wasn't something that was pushed on you or expected, but then also wasn't something that your parents made you shy away from. It was great you were able to come into that in your own. I know you also said that your dad and you made some movies when you were a kid. What were those movies like?
Well, I always stole his camera and would make little G.I. Joe movies with like explosions and fire, and I would use water and special effects. So that was, I was making my own movies when I was younger. And then, you know, as I got older, we've now been able to, you know, actually produce and be in films together. We've done, you know, more than half a dozen films together. We have a series right now that, you know, we just got a showrunner for that we're putting together that we're going to take to the networks, you know, this year, which is it's a Western. It's really exciting. And we love it. I mean, it's a creative family. And, you know, this is just what we do.
That's so great to see that and to see how you guys are both growing your craft together. And speaking of growing that craft, one of the projects that you and your dad were on was filmed here in the heart of Dunedin. Yes. So tell me about A Taste of Love.
A Taste of Love is a beautiful romantic comedy slash little bit of drama with, you know, starring Aaron Cahill, who plays my love interest in the movie. And, you know, small town girl leaves to go pursue her career in the big city. And she comes back for vacation into Dunedin and, you know, she meets up with me again, her old friend and love interest from when she was, you know, a young kid. And, you know, there's a little bit of drama that, you know, ensues. And but then, you know, you can't fight the natural urges that we have and the love for each other. And the fact that we shot it in Dunedin was just so amazing because it's such a beautiful location. I mean, you can literally look out this window. It's unbelievable. All that's in the movie. And Dunedin played such an important part of the film, you know, the culture here in the city, and also the people and the restaurants and the entire vibe of the city. It's just so beautiful and calm and sweet. And that's what we wanted in the movie. And that was all captured because of Dunedin. So I'll forever be grateful to Dunedin. I love being here. I love making movies here. And this was probably one of the best film experiences I've ever had, was A Taste of Love.
Oh, that's so great. And Dunedin will forever be grateful for you and Marty and Aaron and everyone who has out here to really talk about filmmaking in Florida, and which is such a unique thing for us to talk about.
Yes.
People think about filmmaking, they're thinking California, they're thinking New York, you know, when they're not thinking about small towns in Florida.
They're the best. I mean, we had the best time here. Literally, I mean, I was like on vacation and working at the same time. It was just, it really is a special experience, and more movies and TV need to come to Florida.
And I know that's something that you and Marty are working on. What does that look like? How are you guys spreading the awareness about shooting in Florida?
Well, I think it helps that we're actually making movies here, yes. You know, like that it can be done. I mean, we actually just finished wrapping a movie called A Gunfighter's Deal with producer Tony Sensamici. RJ Hendricks was the director. Tommy Rose is the female lead in that. She was wonderful. My dad, of course, is in there as well. Kevin Sorbo. And we had a great time shooting in this beautiful Western town that was in Parrish, Florida, which I had no idea where that was. And they literally had this Western town that was built there. And it was a magical experience. And, you know, at first when this movie came into my lap, I was like, a Western in Florida, like, what the hell are we doing? And then you would never know. I mean, it looks like the West. It's a remarkable little movie. And we're so excited to promote it and get it out there. And I think when people see that this film was made for the budget that it was made for, and that it was shot in Florida, I mean, everybody would want to come down here and make more movies. And I think that's what's important, is to see that, to show that it can be done and it can be cost effective. And people here in Florida love to work and want to work. And I think as long as we can, you know, get that infrastructure, you know, to the right people, I think it's going to be very helpful and beneficial to the state as well.
Absolutely. And that, between the financial gains for production companies to be doing it, also for actors and performers to be able to be on vacation while they're working, is always an amazing experience.
Yes.
So we've talked about how the locations can be beautiful, but let's talk about the people in the towns. So talking about Dunedin and Parrish, what were the towns like, and how did they make you feel about being there on set?
I mean, you know, when you're on location, it's always a special experience, because you're out of your element. It's kind of new and fresh. And then, you know, being in, first off, like for Dunedin, like this was all very new to me, this small town beach. I didn't grow up in this kind of environment. I grew up in LA. And so it's a little bit different. Here, things are a little bit more relaxed and calm. And I really appreciated that, because that's part of what was going on in the story in our movie. So it was just great to be able to jump into those shoes while we're here. And then also to see the excitement of all the people that live here. You know, I mean, everybody, I was walking down the street and people were, you know, pulling me aside and telling me how much they, you know, want to see this movie. They remember being a part of it somehow in some way. And I just think there's also so much here in Florida to give to filmmaking, for television, to the arts. You know, I mean, you can do pirate movies on the water, or you can do, you know, CSI in Miami, or you can do Westerns in Parrish. And I think it's important for people to see all that. And there's just all these different places and locations to be used and utilized. I think it's so great, and it needs to be explored.
That's so great. And I love what you guys are doing to make that happen. And like you said, you know, putting your mouth is filming here, spreading the word by what you're producing and the quality of work that people can see.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
I love it. So coming to the Dunedin Film Festival, what has this experience been like? I know we're on day two of the rodeo officially.
Yes.
So what has it been like?
It's been nothing but pure joy and fun. Everybody's so excited to have the festival here. I think it's going to get bigger and bigger. I hope to be a part of it as it keeps getting, you know, larger, because it's just, I love coming here and celebrating the arts here. And it's so great to like be in the town of Dunedin and walk around and see people with little badges on, and, you know, everybody's here to celebrate filmmaking, and, you know, go walk around and go get some fresh ice cream, you know, and pedal bicycles around and have a good time and be here at the Fenway. And, you know, it's, people remember me from, you know, when I shot the movie here, and it's just so heartwarming and delightful. And it's really a lovely, lovely experience. And I think more people are going to want to come to Dunedin and come to this film festival, because it is a special thing, and it's important to celebrate art, and especially independent art. And, you know, even movies like ours, you know, this was a labor of love, and we got it done. And it's a beautiful thing.
I am so thankful that you've been here and that you've been sharing this beautiful thing with us, and that you get to highlight this wonderful town that I call home here in Dunedin, and
lucky.
Being able to do. I know, I am.
You're so lucky you live here.
It's I'm a Dunedinite.
This is how much we love being here. Like, I want to like move here. It's so nice here. It's just like, not only want to make movies here, I want to like buy a house here.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't want to buy a house in Dunedin? You know, that's my dream. I will keep renting until I can get that house.
Actually, you know, I don't want anybody to move to Dunedin because I'm going to move here. So
that's
we
right.
have to not tell anybody to come
it's
here.
It's awful. Unsubscribe.
Take back everything I said about Dunedin. Nobody else is allowed to be here.
Well, we will be here. We will be the best kept loud secret
that's
in
right.
Florida of Tampa Bay. And we'll keep spreading that. So as we wrap up, I've been loving hearing about everyone's meet cute in filmmaking.
Yes.
And what that spark was that you knew that filmmaking was going to be who you were and change your life. So what was that meet cute for you?
I love that.
I'm a girl with a theme.
There we go. You know, it really is. It's really the magic of filmmaking. I loved when I was a kid and I saw, you know, things being created from nothing and seeing, like, I remember my dad did a Western with Burt Reynolds, and I even worked on the movies as a PA when I was with my dad. Like I would do grunt work and all kinds of things and grab people coffee. And like, you know, I really wanted to, you know, start from the, you know, the bottom up kind of thing. So I really got all the ins and outs when I grew up. And I think just the entire family creative aspect of what it takes to make a movie, like that to me is so amazing, because it's like going to summer camp for like a month or 6 months, whatever. You create a family, and it's such an artistic experience, and you're telling a story. And I mean, it's an experience unlike anything else unless you get to do it. And it's incredible. And I mean, it lasts a lifetime. Getting to do this as a career is, you know, you're very fortunate, and it's something that never gets old. But so the moment was just, yeah, being a kid, seeing things being created from nothing, and, you know, being able to see my dad and then go into my own projects and being able to make films and tell stories. It's just, you know, from the very beginning, it's just a wonderful experience.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I love hearing about that spark, and I've loved spending time with you, Jesse.
Thank you.
All right. And if you can tell the listeners what the best film festival in the world is.
The Dunedin Film Festival, for sure.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for being here, Jesse. I've appreciated it. And I look forward to a taste of love in all your future projects.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go Dunedin.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Dunedin Film Festival podcast. We hope today's conversation has given you a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the world of film and the vibrant community of Dunedin that makes the festival so unique. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to keep the conversation going, please share it with anyone that you think would appreciate the stories that we're bringing to light. Word of mouth is the best way to help us grow and to continue to bring you fascinating insights from the heart of the film industry and beyond. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Diff Podcast for the latest updates, behind-the-scenes content, and a sneak peek at our upcoming guests. Your support means the world to us and helps keep the magic of film alive in Florida. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep the reels rolling and the stories flowing. This has been the Dunedin Film Festival Podcast. See you at the movies. Thank you for tuning in to the Dunedin Film Festival Podcast, a product of Dunedin Film Festival, Inc., a 501c3 nonprofit facilitating the development of Florida's Culture Corridor in Pinellas County.